Unit 180. I feel the same way.
同事们说，这么一个大热天在户外干活真够瘦的。你说你也有同感，那让你精疲力尽。
I feel the same way. It makes me exhausted.
朋友们都不喝那种酒，说太烈了。你说你也这样觉得，你会醉的。
I feel the same way. It makes me drunk.
老板办事太不体谅民心了，同事们都很不满。你说你也觉得是这样，你都要辞职了。
I feel the same way. I nearly quit my job.
朋友要上台表演了，他紧张得很。你说你那时也有同样的感受，那是你第一次上台。
I felt the same way. That was my first time on a stage.
朋友说，那个影片看了半天也不知道他要表现什么。你说你也有同感，太无聊了。
I felt the same way. It's a waste of time.
传来一阵音乐，朋友说这种曲子让人想家。你说你也有同感，你最思念的人是父亲。
I feel the same way. Dad is the one I miss most.
朋友说，这么美的地方一来就不愿意离开了。你说你也有同感，你要考虑毕业后在这里工作。
I feel the same way. I'll consider working here after graduation. Unit 181. If there's anything I can do, count on me.
面对朋友的事，哥哥总是在所不辞。他说，要有什么需要帮忙的就找我吧。
If there's anything I can do, count on me.
这个小镇没有什么资源，但风光秀丽，湖光山色让人流连。镇长说，他们把旅游业当作主要收入来源。
We count on tourism being the major source of income.
父亲认为现在是梅雨季节，不适合徒步旅行。他说，这些日子别指望天晴了。
You can't count on the weather being fine.
朋友怕你参赛时因大意而失掉名次。你对他说，他尽管放心吧，你会尽力的。
You can count on me doing my best.
这项任务还没干完，新的任务又压下来。你说你本指望三月份能完成。
I counted on having it finished by March.
朋友挤时间提前来看你，你对他说，你刚才还指望后天见到他呢。
I was counting on seeing you the day after tomorrow.
你受了点小伤，但你坚持要参加赛跑。你说全队还指望你赢呢。
The team is counting on me to win the race.
你的一万册书一上市就被一抢而空，你说你还以为仅销5000册就不错了。
I'm counting on selling only 5,000 copies. Unit 182. They have no sense of justice.
你认为现在太多的人活得浑浑噩噩，麻木不仁。你说他们根本没有正义感。
They have no sense of justice.
经过当场的测试，老师认为这孩子有点天赋。他说，孩子乐感很好。
The child has a well-developed musical sense.
开车出去，面对繁忙的城市，令你眼花缭乱。你让朋友开车，你说你方向感很差。
I have a poor sense of direction.
朋友都羡慕你的一份成就。你说，成就感常常是伴着辛苦得来的。
A sense of accomplishment often accompanies hard work.
你颇受同事的喜爱，你说那可能是因为你有幽默感。
Maybe because I have a sense of humor.
丈夫每次出差都常打电话给你，他对你说，这增加你的安全感。
That increases your sense of safety.
谈论经济，你自认一窍不通。你说你压根儿没有经济理论的概念。
I have no sense of economics.
他是艺术评论家，他说这个绘画流派缺乏美感。
The School of Painting has no sense of beauty. Unit 183. I'm on duty tonight.
朋友约你去看晚场电影，你说很抱歉，你今晚值班。
Sorry, I'm on duty tonight.
老师看着教室凌乱，就问：今天是谁值日？
Who is on duty today?
孩子希望你帮他制作飞机模型，你说明天下班你能帮他。
Tomorrow, when I'm off duty, I'll offer my help.
朋友有些忧心忡忡，他说自己下周将担负起新的职责。
I will assume my new duty next week.
你问他怎么这么伤心，他说他因疏忽了职责而被批评。
I was criticized for neglecting my duties.
你认为把工作交给他做让人放心，你说他的责任感很强。
He has a strong sense of duty.
他认为应培养年轻一代的责任心，他说每个人都应对社会尽点义务。
Everyone should do his duty for society.
父亲周末不能跟家人团聚了，他说他奉命接管另一个人的职务。
I had to take over the duties of another guy. Unit 184. It doesn't make any difference.
朋友问你想去看戏剧还是想去看电影，你说没什么区别。
It doesn't make any difference.
朋友问你先来点白兰地还是啤酒加冰，你说都一样。
It makes no difference.
同事说公司被收购了，要换一位新总裁，你说对你来讲这无所谓。
It'll make no difference to me.
你留恋这个美丽的花园城市，想多住几天，父亲说多住一两天没有什么用处。
Staying a day or two longer makes little difference.
他以为产品的包装没有太大的影响，只要质量上乘，你说那确实有影响。
It does make a difference.
你对朋友说晚会你肯定来，只是可能要迟一会儿，朋友对你说如果你晚来就影响大了。
It'll make a great difference if you're late.
朋友见你不重视他，就说看来有他无他都一样，你看他要走，赶忙对他说当然有他在不一样了。
Of course, your being here makes a difference.
你请求他继续支持你的事业，你说他的支持肯定对你的事业很有影响。
Your support will certainly make a difference in my cause. Unit 185. But the prices are too high.
这家店的衣服的确款式别致，风格优雅。你说但是价格太高了。
But the prices are too high.
你劝客户可以货比三家，你说比起其他的产品你们的价格是最合理的。
Compared with other products, our price is the most reasonable one.
船主急于退出这行，他说什么价都行，他要卖掉这些船。
I'll sell the boats at any price.
这家造纸厂排放污水，有关人士警告，他们说从长远看来他们要为此付出代价。
In the long run, you'll have to pay the price for it.
祖父讲起了他当兵时的一次战役，他说他们是打了胜仗，但付出了许多生命做代价。
We won the battle, but at the price of many lives.
你劝哥哥工作不要废寝忘食耗坏身体，你说好身体是无价之宝。
Good health is beyond price.
你在商店要买一件大衣，店员告诉你货刚到还没有标价。
It's just arrived and hasn't been priced.
你认为那个商店的经营方式存在问题，你说那里的货物标价过高。
The goods in the shop are priced much too high.Unit 186. That's the way I look at it.
你讲完自己的见解之后说， 那是你对事情的看法。
That's the way I look at it.
你不知道他的想法是从别人那里听来的，还是独立思考的结果，就问，那是你的看法吗？
Is that the way you look at it?
父亲认为，事情不能过于坚持己见，否则为社会所不容。他说，你可以那样看问题，但社会上多数人不会那么看的。
You may look at things that way, but society won't.
同事认为这份工作很辛苦又没有意义。你说你的看法不同。
I look at it in a different way.
那人看你的订货量太小，就说他不考虑这么小的订货量。
I won't look at such a small order.
他办事谨慎认真，你说他从不同的角度考虑问题。
He looks at things from all sides.
你的家具因受潮都变形了，门打不开了。你说找木工来检查一下。
Get a carpenter to look at it.
你告诉客户你们只接受大批量订货。你说$3,000以下的货不考虑。
We won't look at any order under 3,000. Unit 187.What's your initial impression of China?
听说这位老外还是第一次来中国，你就鼓足勇气上前问他，对中国的第一印象如何？
What's your initial impression of China?
朋友说，刚才那位女孩是他的未婚妻，你说，她给你的印象很好。
She made a favorable impression on me.
你对纽约的朋友说，纽约是暴力与凶杀之邦，他奇怪地望着你说，你怎么得来的这个印象？
How did you get that impression?
你说，周娜不可靠，不能与他合作。说完了，你又感到太唐突，你赶快挽回说，那只是你的印象，你并不肯定。
That's only my impression. I don't really know.
哥哥向你传授谋职经验，他让你注意自己的言谈举止。他说，第一印象在面试中很关键。
The first impression is critical in the interview.
你仍然记得那位演员，你说，那时他优雅的舞蹈给你留下了深刻的印象。
She impressed me much with her graceful dance.
你从华盛顿回来，朋友见到你第一句话就是问你，华盛顿给你的印象如何？
How does Washington impress you?
朋友向你吹嘘他的伙伴多么富有魅力，你却不以为然，你说他没怎么给你留下印象。
He didn't impress me much. Unit 188. The increase in prices is beyond control.
国家首脑召开会议讨论经济问题，有人说物价上涨已失去了控制。
The increase in prices is beyond control.
你不愿意同他一起合作，你说他太粗鲁了，无法约束。
He is wild. He is beyond control.
邻居向你请教园艺的事，你说那超出了你的知识范围。
It's beyond the reach of my knowledge.
上统计课时，学员反映说那问题初学者无法理解。
That question is beyond the reach of the beginners.
你看得出，小孩子给你看他的画是想让你说些鼓励的话。你说，他的作品实在是怎么赞扬都不过分。
Your work is beyond all praise.
这对新婚夫妇去了泰国回来，他们说那里的风光美得难以描述。
The scenery is beautiful beyond description.
机械师说，这车子损坏太严重了，没有希望再修了。
The car was damaged beyond repair.
阔别了母校八年，当你重归校园时，你说校园扩建的都认不出来了。
The school has been expanded beyond recognition.
朋友说别的忙也帮不上了，只能给你个忠告。你说忠告是无价之宝。
Good advice is beyond all price. Unit 189. Would you show me those pictures?
哥哥出国旅行回来带了许多照片，你问他是否可以让你看一看。
Would you show me those pictures?
朋友出院时你去接他，你问他伤口还能不能看得出来。
Does the wound scar still show?
你认定老同学一定很幸福，你对他说他的笑容都显露出幸福来。
Your happiness shows in your smile.
你上班第一天，经理热情地招呼你，他说要带你到处走一走，见一见大家。
I'll show you around to meet everyone.
朋友以为你同 Martha 约会了，你说你不喜欢她，她太好炫耀。
I don't like her. She loves showing off.
她的文学知识确实比你丰富，你说，但她也不应总是卖弄文学知识。
But she shouldn't always show off her knowledge of literature.
同事请你们全家吃饭，你说不带小孩子了，上次孩子已经让她难堪。
The children have already showed me up last time.
调查已经结束，调查人员说，调查表明管理效率太低。
The investigation showed the inefficiency of the management. Unit 190, be quiet, it made me sick.
你想专心看电影，前面的人高声谈笑，你不客气地说，安静点，真烦人。
Be quiet, it made me sick.
你锁上门才发觉电灯没关，你说老师会因为这个疏忽生气的。
The teacher will be sick at my mistake.
他提出辞职，他说这千篇一律的工作让他感到厌烦。
I'm sick of this routine work.
过节的晚上，你的保姆躲在一旁一声不响，丈夫说这女孩一定是想家了。
The girl must be homesick.
已经叫过弟弟几次了，他仍未下来吃饭。你说他一定是为考试没过关而难过呢。
He must be sick of failing the exam.
朋友患了胃病，医生让他晚饭少吃，他说吃多了会呕吐。
You may be sick if you eat too much.
同伴问你坐船会不会晕，你说刚开始的时候有点恶心。
I felt sick when the ship started.
哥哥很注意身体，他说他要是病倒了，谁来照管生意呢？
If I fall sick, who is to care for the business? Unit 191. That sounds like a wonderful idea.
朋友说周末你去他家，他做日本菜给你吃，你说这个主意太妙了。
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
这是你第一次听到布鲁斯，你说布鲁斯听起来多么忧伤。
How sad the blues sound.
你很欣赏 Sarah 的讲话，你说她说话听起来像音乐。
It sounds like music when she speaks.
你回忆起童年的一首曲子，你说那小调听起来多么甜蜜。
The music sounds so sweet.
他打电话时还一边嚼东西，你说他嚼东西的声音听起来很刺耳。
It sounds unpleasant when he is chewing.
作家讲了他童年的几段趣事，你说那故事真有趣。
The story sounds so interesting.
他讲英语时总是夹着嗯呀啊之类的话，你告诉他那样讲话听着傻兮兮的。
That sounds so silly to speak that way.
他大谈特谈了一番人生观，你说他的那些观念让人听起来觉得他是个乐观主义者。
Your ideas make you sound like an optimist. Unit 192. Rest assured, I'll be here.
老人不放心，怕做手术以后无人照应，你说放心吧，我会来的。
Rest assured that I'll be here.
比赛即将开始，你安慰教练不必担心，你会尽全力的。
Rest assured that I'll do my best.
医生安慰患者家属，他说放心，他们一定想尽所有办法去试。
You can rest assured that everything will be tried.
你让老人先走，他却不肯，他说儿子让他放心不下。
I'll not rest assured about my son.
儿子18岁出国了，邻居问你是否放心得下让儿子出国。
Can you rest assured that your son is abroad?
到了月末父亲还未寄钱， 你打电话询问，他说，放心吧，两天内就收到了。
Rest assured that you'll receive it in 2 days.
展览会下周开幕，你对上司说，放心吧，你会把一切准备好的。
Rest assured that I'll get everything prepared.
母亲见你脸色不好，就让你多休息。看到他着急的样子，你说，放心，什么事都不会有的。
Rest assured that nothing will happen. Unit 193. I'll try, but I can't promise.
朋友邀请你参加他的生日晚会，你怕万一有事来不成，就说，你会尽量赶来，但不保证。
I'll try, but I can't promise.
你请修理工尽快把你的房屋修好，他说，他可以答应在三天之内完成。
I promise to finish it in 3 days.
你向朋友借用自行车，朋友说，对不起，已经答应借给别人了。
I'm sorry, I've promised it to another.
儿子拿回来100分的英语成绩，他问你，答应过他的玩具枪什么时候买？
When can I buy the toy gun you promised?
今天是他们的结婚纪念，妻子要求丈夫说，一定要下班后直接回家。
Promise me that you'll go straight home after work.
会还没开完你就告辞了，你说，你必须按答应过的给家里打电话。
I must phone my family as I promised.
父亲不打算让儿子像他一样去从政，他说，那样就不得不对人们承诺一些根本办不到的事。
You'll have to promise the moon to people.
所有的朋友都来了，满屋欢声笑语的。你说，这就可以肯定，这将是一个愉快的夜晚。
This promises to be a pleasant evening. Unit 194. The train is leaving in 5 minutes.
见到你在站台上没完没了的话别，朋友催你上车，他说，火车5分钟内就要开了。
The train is leaving in 5 minutes.
你去探望朋友，赶巧他不在，他家人问你愿不愿意留个字条。
Would you leave a message?
他起身去泡茶，他说，让电视就这么开着，他还在看。
Leave the television on while I'm watching.
看来他今天也遇到困难了，他说，这件事留着明天吧。
Let's leave the matter until tomorrow.
他不想往下谈了，他说，我们就谈到这儿好吗？
Perhaps we can leave it there, can't we?
你认为那是费力不讨好，你说，要是换了你，早就不去管了。
I'd leave it alone if I were you.
车子撞坏了，保险公司认为手续不全，不给赔偿。你无奈地说，那也只好就此算了吧。
Then I'll have to leave it at that.
他总是对你开诚布公，今天一定是有了难言之隐，他说，有些话还是不说的好。
It's better to leave some things unsaid. Unit 195. He's very particular about what he eats.
你请来的客人以前是专业厨师，你说，他对吃的非常挑剔。
He's very particular about what he eats.
妹妹还是个学生，就很讲究穿衣服。你劝他对衣服别太挑剔。
Don't be too particular about clothes.
经了解，那个客户不好应付。你说，他对产品的设计很是苛刻。
He is very particular about the design of a product.
大家对主任有点反感。你说，那是因为他对细节太挑剔。
That is, he is very particular about details.
父亲的原则是严于律己，宽以待人。他说，对别人不要太挑剔。
Don't be too particular about others.
那孩子不愿与姨妈一同吃饭，他说，他对举止很挑剔。
She's too particular about manners.
他总是抱怨别人不理解他，他没有真心朋友。你说，其实他对选择朋友太挑剔了。
Actually, she is too particular about choosing friends.
她总是买不到可心的衣服。她说，她特别讲究颜色和款式。
I'm very particular about color and style. Unit 196. Sarah is devoted to her children.
Sarah 是传统型的女人，你说她把全部心血都倾注在儿女身上。
Sarah is devoted to her children.
谈到父亲，你充满自豪，你说父亲的一生都献给了科学。
Father devoted himself entirely to science.
他对专业书不感兴趣，他说言情小说他可以专心读一下午。
I'll devote myself to a love story the whole afternoon.
Martha 年纪轻轻就不思进取，你说她太多的时间都用在玩纸牌上了。
She devotes too much time to playing cards.
父亲让你赶快定下来学科，他说在专业选择上不要耗费太大的功夫。
Don't devote too much time to the selection of a subject.
他把音乐看成为毕生的追求，他说毕业后仍要致力从事音乐。
I'll be devoted to music after graduation.
听说他家世代都是教师出身，你问他将来是否还会从事教学。
Will you devote yourself to teaching in the future?
母亲说用功学习的学生应该考取，他说儿子的所有业余时间都用于学习了。
All my son's spare time is devoted to study.Unit 197. The site is really magnificent.
你到了这个地方发现果然名不虚传，你说这景色太壮观了。
The site is really magnificent.
朋友问你最喜欢草原的什么景色，你说最美的是日落的景观。
The sunset is the most beautiful sight.
你喜爱瀑布，你说大瀑布是最为绝妙的景色。
The Great Falls is the most wonderful sight.
他从未见过海洋，他说可以想象海洋是一幅多么令人震惊的景色。
I can imagine what an astonishing sight the ocean is.
朋友开玩笑要你谈谈你们的浪漫史，你说你们在舞会上相识是一见钟情。
We met at a dance party. It was love at first sight.
你们占用了哥哥的房间，开了个通宵晚会。哥哥回来后生气地说，看着晚会过后，他的房间成了什么样子了。
What a sight the room is after the party.
哥哥看你穿衣服既不合身，色彩也不协调，就说，看你穿了这些衣服成什么鬼样子了。
What a sight you are in those clothes.
朋友来看你时，你正在修理下水管道，满身上下都是油污。他说怎么搞成这个样子？
What a sight you are.
Thank you.
Unit 198. There's a sharp bend in the road.
你看到了那些标志，你告诉正在驾车的朋友说，路上有急转弯。
There's a sharp bend in the road.
天气预报说风暴过后气温会骤降。
After the storm, there will be a sharp drop in temperature.
参观工厂回来，你说这个厂与你从前看过的那个厂形成鲜明对照。
This factory presents a sharp contrast with the one I saw.
你对孩子严厉的有点不顾惜情面，丈夫说别对孩子这么苛刻。
Don't be so sharp to the children.
他要去找 Maria 理论，你告诉他，她可是个伶牙俐齿的厉害姑娘。
She is such a sharp girl.
你喜欢以前那个温和的老师，你说，这个新来的老师比你们想象中的还厉害。
The new teacher is sharper than we have thought.
你问他几点开会，他说，11点整，准时开会。
The meeting starts at 11 sharp.
你的摄影技术太差了，你向朋友道歉说，很抱歉，照片不清楚。
I'm sorry, the pictures are not sharp. Unit 199. The affair isn't so easily settled.
你猜他这回是真的为难了，他说，这件事不那么容易解决。
The affair isn't so easily settled.
听说朋友要出国，你打电话问他启程的日期定下来没有。
Is the date for departure settled now?
你认为这个问题就该这样解决，没有必要再争论了，就说，就这么定了，不必多谈了。
It's settled. It needn't be talked about anymore.
朋友催你快走，说车子都等急了。你说，有件事要处理。
I've got an affair to settle.
父亲自幼生长在农村，他说退休后要到乡下去定居。
I'll settle in the countryside after retirement.
丈夫带你来到这个美丽的海滨城市，你感叹地说，你喜欢这个海滨城市，住在这儿生活会多好啊。
I like the coastal city. What a life to settle there.
弟弟激动的话都讲不出来了，你告诉家人不要跟他讲话，等他平静了再说吧。
Don't talk to him until his excitement settles.
你的住宅小区的通讯设备经常出现问题，管理人员得知你汇报的情况以后说，他们会尽快地解决这些问题。
We'll settle the problems as soon as possible. Unit 200.He is sensitive to religious topics.
今天要会见重要的客人，主任让大家说话小心。他说，这人对宗教问题很敏感。
He is very sensitive to religious topics.
没想到你开了一句玩笑，他却变了脸。你对他说，别这么爱过敏，开个玩笑嘛。
Don't be so sensitive. I was kidding.
John, 你长得有点怪，你让朋友别提这件事。你说他对自己的长相很敏感。
He is sensitive about his appearance.
你没讲什么能得罪他的话，他就生气了。你说，是他太敏感自己的出身了。
He is too sensitive about his family background.
你惊叹他有如此不凡的创意。你说，艺术家对美的反应真敏锐。
An artist is so sensitive to beauty.
你叮嘱保姆给婴儿换柔软的衣服，你说婴儿的皮肤太娇嫩了。
A baby's skin is too sensitive.
父亲让你参考使用手册，他说这仪器太灵敏了，使用时得轻点。
The instrument is so sensitive. Use it carefully.
伯父的听力障碍治好了，他告诉你他的耳朵又像先前那样灵敏了。
My ears are sensitive like before. Unit 201. I'll see to it.
你正担心你出差时谁来替你照顾猫，父亲说他管。
I'll see to it.
你告诉家人你中午不回来吃饭，你说中午要处理一大堆事情。
I have a lot of things to see to at noon.
老师因为儿子的事找到了你，他说希望你来管管这件事。
I hope you'll see to the matter.
妻子正在煮饭，外面有人找她，她就让丈夫帮她照看一下锅。
Could you see to it for me?
你向朋友借车，她说可以，但得先找机械师修一下刹车。
Okay, but get a mechanic to see to the brakes.
妻子说煤气灶坏了，你说要找人修一下。
Have it seen to.
你迟到了，老师说注意下次不能再迟到了。
Please see to it that you're not late again.
客人发现他的来访干扰了你的午休，他说下次保证不会再带给你不便了。
I'll see to it that I won't be any inconvenience to you.Unit 202, we're to broaden the scope of business.
经理问下一步你们部门打算怎样？你说你要拓展业务范围。
We're going to broaden our business scope.
同学推荐给你的书读不懂，你说许多词字典里找不到。
Many words are outside the scope of a dictionary.
朋友推荐给你一本书，他说有关问题书内都包括了。
All the related questions are within the scope of the book.
孩子们提出的问题涉及到了经济问题，你说经济学超出了孩子的理解力。
Economics is beyond the scope of a child's mind.
你建议他讲得通俗点，你说这些术语不是初学者能理解的。
These terms aren't within the scope of a beginner.
管理者坚持他们自己的观点，他们说每个人都应该有展现个人能力的空间。
Let each one have a scope to show his capacity.
记者问，是什么促使你从事了现在这一行？你说，这个工作给你提供了施展自身才能的广阔天地。
The job gives my talents and abilities a full scope.
这位教育家很重视教育方法，他说，要给孩子更多的发挥创造力的机会。
Give your children's creativity a wide scope. Unit 203. This is a regular 16th century church.
他收集了很多古建筑的图片，你指着其中的一张说，这是典型的16世纪的教堂。
This is a regular 16th century church.
他太不会赞美女性了，他说，你是一位身材并不出众的女士。
You're a lady with a regular figure.
朋友欣赏你在法律方面的无所不知，你说，但是你不是正式的律师。
But I'm not a regular lawyer.
他打字打得又快又准确，他说那是他日常的工作。
That's my regular work.
你认为他身体这么好，一定用过什么补品？他说，他只是按一般方式生活。
I'm just living in a regular way.
他胃口不好，去看医生。医生说让他要有规律的进食。
You must have a regular diet.
病人说他的心脏跳动得很快，医生不解地对他说，可是他的脉搏正常。
But your pulse is regular.
参加人家的婚礼你还是头一次，你问朋友这类场合通常应穿什么。
What's the regular dress for such occasions?Unit 204. It speaks volumes of his kindness.
这位先生在乞丐面前放了好多钱，你说这充分说明他心地善良。
It speaks volumes of his kindness.
面对台下的盗采生，他仍然侃侃而谈，你说这充分说明了他训练有素。
It speaks volumes of his training.
妹妹窗台前总是有束玫瑰花，你猜透了她的秘密，你对妹妹说，这么好的花足以说明她很思念你。
The nice rose speaks volumes of how much he misses you.
同事问你老板怎么说，你说他没说什么，但脸上的表情说明了一切。
He said nothing, but his face spoke volumes.
他没有说谎，也没有隐瞒，你说这充分说明了他的诚实。
It speaks volumes of his honesty.
记者问，政治因素对他们的贸易造成了什么样的影响？他说，那年贸易量陡降。
The trade volume declined sharply that year.
市长询问春运情况怎么样，您告诉他客运量已经达到一年内的最高峰。
The volume of passengers has reached the highest point of the year.
他的收音机声音太大，你对他说，请把音量放小点好吗？
Would you please turn down the volume? Unit 205. I read French, but I can't speak it.
你对秘书说，合作商是法国人，这下他的法语派上用场了。他说他只会阅读不会讲。
I read French, but I can't speak it.
你对朋友说，你最爱收集好书。他说他最大的乐趣是读好书。
My favorite interest is to read excellent books.
朋友看你读报读得入迷，就问有什么新闻，你说你一直在读一篇好文章。
I have been reading a good article.
等人等不到的滋味太难受了，你说你要弄点杂志来读读。
I'll get some magazines to read.
丈夫问你希望这周末怎么过，你说读书聊天。
Reading and talking.
祖父躺在床上问你可不可以把信读给他听。
Would you please read the letter to me?
妻子问你听谁说的牛奶要涨价，你说是昨天从报纸上看到的。
I read that yesterday in the newspaper.
听朋友说想换工作，你想起昨天报纸的广告，你告诉他你看到一家公司正招聘设计人员。
I read that a company is wanting designers. Unit 206. The matter had better be left as it is.
你认为这件事不宜多管，你说这事情最好顺其自然吧。
The matter had better be left as it is.
他看到你姐姐不在就不想多留了，你说他最好等到姐姐回来。
You'd better wait till my sister arrives.
他买的暖风炉不好用，你劝他说最好选择另外一种。
You'd better choose the other one.
你总是咳就去看医生，医生对你说你最好别吸烟了。
You'd better not smoke.
老板对原来的设计不满意，他对你说你最好搞一个新设计。
You'd better make out a new design.
听说他姐姐今天回来，你劝他最好到火车站去接她。
You'd better meet her at the railway station.
你在朋友家聊天，忽然他的岳父岳母大人驾到，你对他说你最好还是走吧。
I'd better be going.
一路上车子抛锚好几次，你说你最好彻底修理一次。
I'd better have a thorough repair. Unit 207. I'll go further into the matter tomorrow.
今天你要赶去开会，没时间多谈了，你说明天再进一步谈。
I'll go further into the matter tomorrow.
会上你加入了热烈的讨论，你说在你往下谈之前要提出一个问题。
Before going any further, I have a question.
财务人员汇报了公司财务状况，他说进一步削减成本很必要。
It's necessary to cut the cost down further.
朋友来你的城市旅游，你为他做好了安排，你说还要帮什么忙尽管讲。
If I can be of any further use, tell me please.
看到你已经够累了，朋友起身告别，他说不想给你增添更多的麻烦。
I don't want to cause any further trouble.
哥哥给你的忠告已经够多了，他说他没有更多的要告诉你的了。
I have nothing further to tell you.
这样的投资机遇千载难逢，哥哥说不要再犹豫了。
There should be no further hesitation.
那人不厌其烦地回答了大家一个又一个的问题，他说你们还有其他什么问题要问吗？
Do you have any further questions to ask? Unit 208. Maybe I can talk him into joining us.
如果 John 参加你们队，那实力就雄厚了，你说你也许可以劝他加入你们队。
Maybe I can talk him into joining us.
他的球技太差，你不愿陪他练球，他问 能不能说动你同他们打一会儿？
Can I talk you into playing with us for a moment?
那钢琴家认为观众没有品味，不愿意多弹。你说，你去劝他多弹一段。
I'll talk him into playing more.
全家人认为这座房子位置好又便宜。你说，也许你可以劝父亲把房子买下来。
Maybe I can talk him into buying the house.
丈夫不知道门口那人都跟你聊什么，聊了半天。你说，那人想劝你买他的产品。
He wanted to talk me into buying his product.
你假期想打份工多赚钱。父亲说，他会劝你改变这个主意。
I'll talk you into changing your mind.
你刚刚毕业参加工作，哥哥劝你要有主见。他对你说，不要耳朵发软，去做自己不愿意做的事情。
Don't be talked into doing anything you don't like.
你是他最喜欢的好朋友，他说他要劝你多待一会儿。
I'll talk you into staying a little longer. Unit 209. The streets of the cities are never silent.
祖父初来都市，嫌太吵。你说，都市的街道永无宁静。
The streets of the cities are never silent.
你同祖父散步在乡间小路，你说田野真安静。祖父说，黄昏的田野就是这样安静。
The fields in the twilight are just so silent.
你对着天空大地高歌一曲，然后说，鸟儿都保持安静，倾听你的歌声。
The birds are keeping silent to listen to my song.
你们回来时，月亮都升起来了。你说，多么宁静的夜晚啊。
What a silent night.
问你采访进行得如何，你说，老人对自己早年生活只字不提。
The old man was silent about his early life.
你姐姐明天就要出嫁了，你告诉姐姐说，父亲像是不高兴，他一言不发。
Dad seems to be unhappy. He is silent.
他是个活跃的人，今天开会他躲在角落里，你问他今天为什么这么沉默。
Why are you so silent today?
老板问秘书，各个分公司在交来的报告中对于股份制有什么想法。秘书说，这个敏感问题所有的报告中都没有涉及。
All the reports are silent about the sensitive question. Unit 210. He quit studying to take a walk.
父亲刚出门就有电话来找他，你回话说，他放下手中的研究工作去散步了。
He quit studying to take a walk.
你在路上偶遇朋友，你问他是否已不再干过去那行，另有高就了。
Have you quit your past job for a better one?
朋友问你是否还是工作猛干烟猛吸，你说工作不干了，烟也不吸了。
I've quit working and I've quit smoking.
你埋怨一同工作的好友干嘛辞工，他说他辞工不干是因为薪水太低。
I quit because my salary is too low.
老板说效益不佳，要降低年薪。汤姆说下周之前他就不干了。
I'm going to quit before next week.
他的年龄已大，另寻工作不太容易。他说他不会辞工的，因为他知道这对他意味着什么。
I won't quit because I know what it means to me.
你要下周去参加弟弟的婚礼，你说你得离开这里一阵子。
I'll quit here for a while.
你喜欢较温暖的地方，你告诉家人你想离开这个寒冷的地方。
I would quit the cold place. Unit 211. There seems to be no financial question.
父亲经常询问你人在异乡生活是否艰难，你告诉他不存在钱的问题。
There seems to be no financial question.
妻子问什么时候赚到那笔钱，你说那只是时间的问题。
That's only a question of time.
市长做了广播讲话，他说政府最急迫的问题是失业问题。
The most urgent issue is the question of unemployment.
朋友要你帮忙看一下仪器的英文说明书，你说对你来说那是几分钟的问题。
That's a question that will take a few minutes for me.
在哈姆雷特剧中，王子陷入了沉思。他说，是存在还是消亡，这仍是个问题。
To be or not to be, it remains a question.
他在招聘广告牌前转来转去，拿不定主意。你对他说，问题是你想不想现在就找工作。
The question is whether you want a job by now.
你问他交了钱，如果不参加活动，给不给退款？他说不可能。
It's out of the question.
这个地区的人均收入太低了。你问他们三年的收入能否购买一台拖拉机？他们说那太不可能了。
That's quite out of the question. Unit 212. That's what puzzles me.
全班同学都解不出这道题，就来问你。你说，那也正是困扰你的难题。
That's what puzzles me.
Millie 讲话时，你发现她支支吾吾的。你说 ，Millie 的声音中有那么一点让你感到莫名其妙的东西。
Something in Millie's voice puzzles me.
她说 ，Millie 上课时总是在固定的时间迟到。你说，她最近的行为让你感到难以理解。
His recent behavior puzzles me.
整个公司都在神神秘秘地悄声议论着什么，还来了调查小组。你说。总之，目前的情况你实在摸不透。
Altogether, I'm puzzled by the situation.
你按他的意图把文章改过，他还说不行。你说你真搞不懂他到底要你怎么样。
I feel puzzled about what on earth he wants me to do.
你的申请没有被批准，你说下一步怎样做，连你都没有主张了。
I'm puzzled about what to do next.
那天你给他示范了几次，他还没学会。他说，当时他就是不清楚该怎么做。
I did feel puzzled about how to do it.
同事说委员会要改组，可现在又没有动静了。你说，那也是让你迷惑不解的事。
That's a matter which puzzles me. Unit 213, shall we put off the picnic?
俱乐部成员听说野餐活动要推迟。就纷纷打电话来问，是不是要推迟野餐
？Shall we put off the picnic？
你看天气不妙，就说由于天气状况，恐怕得推迟。
I'm afraid we'll have to put it off。
老师说要推迟讲座，同学都问推到什么时候？老师说推迟不超过一星期。
It will be put off no more than 1 week。
同学聚餐大吃大喝你不喜欢，刚又听说聚餐推迟了，你说你不喜欢的事推迟了也没有关系。
It doesn't matter if the task I don't like is put off.
你答应了儿子去游乐场，可一拖再拖，儿子不无幽默地说了一句谚语：今天能做的别拖到明天。
Never put off till tomorrow what may be done today.
朋友问你的论文写完了没有。你说还没有，你似乎总是把事情拖到最后一刻。
I always seem to put things off until the last minute.
主任说沙龙取消了，大家遗憾地说，他们还以为是推迟到周末以后呢。
We thought it was put off until after the weekend. Unit 214, may I speak to you privately?
他看到办公室里人很多，就问你。可否与他单独谈一谈
？May I speak to you privately？
他想跟你谈一下他公司老板的底细。你说，这是那种应私下谈的事。
It's the sort of thing one should talk about in private。
他滔滔不绝地把自己的事都讲了出来。你见周围都是陌生人，就说最好不要把私事讲给陌生人。
You'd better not talk about your private affairs to strangers.
你约他四点等你，你说你有一件不便公开的事要告诉他。
I've got something private to tell you.
他认为你应该去找警察，你说不必找，因为那是件个人的事。
It's unnecessary because that's private.
你听到他再谈下去就涉及人家的隐私了。你说你对别人的隐私不感兴趣。
I'm not interested in people's privacy.
你告诉朋友，新近有家电台开了个热线，你说它是特为讨论个人隐私而开通的。
It is available for special private affairs.
公司被接管一个多月了，而你刚刚得知这个消息。经理说，公司被接管的计划当时是不公开的。
Plans for takeover were kept private. Unit 215. I didn't catch what you said.
他说得太快，你没有听懂。你对他说，你没有听懂他刚才所说的话。
I didn't catch what you said.
他讲了半天，又怕大家没听懂，就问，你们是否听懂了他的意思？
Did you catch my meaning?
冬天到了，奶奶让你多穿点，她说，冬天容易患感冒。
It's easy to catch a cold in the winter.
放学后， Tom 要留下来做习题，他让你先走，他说，他一会儿就追上你。
I'll catch up with you a moment later.
母亲说，你这一病把功课都落下不少，你说，你病好以后会努力赶上的。
I'll work hard to catch up after my illness.
你读书太入迷，忘记了要参加会议的时间，你告诉父亲你要跑去赶公共汽车。
I'll run and catch a bus.
母亲问，下班的路往常走半小时就够了，今天怎么这么迟才回到家？你说你被塞车给截住了。
I was caught in a traffic jam.
那调皮男孩在你的院墙上乱写乱画，你把他吓唬走了，并说，当心别再被我抓住。
Don't let me catch you doing that again. Unit 216. It was cloudy this morning, but it turned out fine.
父亲后悔没按照答应的带儿子去钓鱼。他说，早上还是乌云密布，但是后来天却放晴了。
It was cloudy this morning, but it turned out fine.
母亲知道你为考试准备了整整三个月，今天终于考完了。母亲问你考得怎么样，你说，你以为题很难，可结果题很容易。
I thought it was difficult, but it turned out easy.
朋友关心你的应聘，你一回来他就问，应聘的最后结果怎么样？
How did the interview turn out?
伯父对今年的收成抱很大的希望，可今年有点旱。你问他，是否认为今年的收成最终会很好？
Do you think the crops will turn out well this year?
公司的存款被人取走了，秘书说，结果那签字证明是伪造的。
The signature turned out to be a forgery.
父亲说，看你没有听他的，把事情搞糟了。你并不认为这个结果有什么不好，你说，但事情最终并不像他说的那样糟。
But it didn't turn out like that.
你不相信那地方有那么糟，当你到那儿时，你说，原来一切都跟描述的一样。
Everything turned out as described.
母亲答应儿子去儿童娱乐中心，但他又怕天气有变，就说，我们看看天气最终怎么样吧。
Let's see how the weather turns out.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。